It's time for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Here we are at Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes, fourth floor, Mall of America. It's Vikings Country. Make a little noise. I am Mus. This is Chad Greenway. And apparently right over here, we have ourselves set up with a family reunion. This is very nice. They got a big table sitting
very nice.
Here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They banquet tabled this thing over here at Sky Deck.
The whole crew. They've been here since noon.
You got to love that. Thanks for coming out, guys. We appreciate it.
Unbelievable crowd. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What do you mean
and
you
I
can't
believe
it?
And I didn't get booed. That shows how good our fans are right here.
Dude, why would
Thank
you get
Thank you guys so much.
You have 124 tackles this year.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know.
Yeah, no, that's more than a woo. I mean, hello. This guy in the last couple of games, 22 tackles against Oakland, and then I was showing you my notes here, and you got all mad because it said 16 last weekend, and you 17 apparently?
I had 17, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You know, in a year like this, you're trying to get everyone you can.
Well, yeah. that's a good point.
I felt every one of those, by the way, the next day.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Dude, my God, 124 tackles, dude, this year.
Not bad. It's good. It's you know, hopefully that starts translating to some wins and keep making some bigger plays, get some interceptions, create some fumbles, some havoc. That's what needs to happen. That's what I'm missing, and hopefully we can get that the next 5 weeks.
Of course, you get the sack the week that you weren't on here in Vikings country, yeah. So I couldn't give you crap about the leg kick. However, I have to.
Which was excellent. I had great height.
Honestly, it was way up there, dude. You were, like, gassed up and ready to go.
Oh, I was. I was jacked.
Yeah.
You know, been taking a little heat, you know, wanted to make some plays, and that was a good start.
Yeah. So did you get pepper sprayed on Friday? Did you get out and be a part of that whole Black Friday thing?
I stay as far away from possible. You know,
really?
We have to go to work on Friday. You know, it's a full day for us. But
right.
I don't do Cyber Monday or week or whatever it's called, or
right.
the Black Friday. I don't do any of that stuff.
People are literally stepping over guys that were having a heart attack. Guy has a heart attack in a Target. Yeah, and not here locally, but guys having a heart attack in a Target.
People were stepping over.
And people were stepping over like, sweet, I guess I will get that Xbox now. You know,
or taking it out of his cart. Unbelievable people.
Yeah, lady pepper spray
you know,
the place,
the
like a Walmart,
the
just
the
to get an Xbox.
The concept was great. I mean, the concept of going out and shopping and getting these great deals, it's great. It's called Black Friday for a reason, though.
Right.
So they're making money hand over fist. But the fact is that, you know, look out for each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's not worth the 30-inch TV.
Well, even in your home, well, not your home state, but your college home state in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Oh, this was huge. Okay, so guy walks out, and I can't remember what it was. It was a Best Buy or it was a Walmart or whatever. He walks out, and he got all the deals. So you know this guy camped out. He probably NASCAR'd himself, you know, just sat in line, didn't get out, just wet him, just let him go.
Head smoked. It's Tony Stewart everywhere. Champion.
So he comes walking out. He got everything. Big screen TV. He got the Xbox. He got everything coming out. As he's walking out.
Robbed.
Guy comes up gunpoint and goes, I'm going to take that cart. Dude's like, no, you're not. Shoots the guy in the gut. Luckily, this guy's got like an awesome wife who apparently is a little burly. She tackles the dude, holds the guy down until cops could come.
Oh, and the guy survived and he's okay.
Oh, yeah. No vitals.
Just a gut shot.
Yeah. Well, that's totally worth a 50-inch TV.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think I'll stay home. There's got to be some beer in the fridge. You know, come on.
Hey, you know, I got to ask you, so can you punt? Can you do...
Absolutely.
Can you, like... Could you
knock... I play nine-man football. I can do anything.
Could you knock in, like, a 35-yard drop kick or something like that if we needed it? I'm asking this because Jared gets in and does the long snapping after...
Who did an unbelievable job, by the way. Awesome. I don't know if you guys watched the game last week. Jared stepped in. Like,
that's amazing.
People realize, like, you know, you think... nobody cares who the long snapper is because they do their job. But, only if you screw up do you know who the long snapper is, right?
Right. Well, yeah, ask Mike Morris that one.
Yeah,
hey, thanks
exactly.
a lot, 1998.
Well, to step in and play, you know, he had done it, obviously, in his past at Kansas City and in college and always had that trait. But, like, to step in a game, like, where you haven't done it routinely for a while is pretty impressive.
Had he even practiced it at all? I mean, or did he just
go
cold?
No, I mean, he'll grab a ball once in a while and just screw around and do it because he knows how he can do it. But,
right.
I mean, to fire him back there and then cover, and he's you know, 6'6", butts running down the field is hilarious. Of course, I used to be on the punt team. I'm off it this year for the first time in my career, not to be on special teams. I'm loving watching him down because he used to be where I was on the field huffing and puffing, and he'd be around the field all happy and excited, and I'm like gassed, tired, and this is so we switched around. It was nice.
It's got to be tough when you're going in and everybody's going in for treatment and you can't even walk through the locker room in that portion of the locker room because pretty much everybody's hurt.
It's a we got hit a little bit the last couple of weeks. You know, it's a lot of training rooms are that like that in the NFL. Like this time of year, you know, things are starting to go. You know, joints that have been taking a beating for a long time are getting worse, and the practices still have to come from somewhere. So the training room is full. So we just got to keep trying to stay healthy and get ready for Sunday.
How about this? A couple of stories from the NFL that we can touch on that are from other teams and stuff like that. Stevie Johnson, did you see this?
The celebration.
Oh, yeah. He scores a touchdown for the Bills, and then he does the fake I'm in the club and pretends to shoot himself in the leg.
Well, of course, Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got fined.
$10,000.
You say $10,000 like it's no big deal. Come on.
It was still pretty sweet, though.
Was it? You think it was sweet?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Funny, yes.
Yeah.
But anytime you're in front of that many people bringing that type of attention to yourself, you're like, come on. You know?
So you're not for all the...
To a point. But it's like, you know, if it's like Jared's thing, that's cool because that's what he does after he gets a sack.
Right.
You know, but when you're actually attacking somebody else, what happened to him? I mean, you know, obviously we all know that was not a very good situation that Plaxico put himself in. But
he did a couple of years in jail for it.
That was he definitely paid. It's not really funny. So it's kind of crazy, but he earned that fine for sure.
What is it with wide receivers? They tend to go overboard.
It's just the crew, man. Ocho Cinco, T.O. Randy, you know, when he was here back at Mooney in the Green Bay crowd, which is great.
Yeah.
But totally not. That's a great one.
But because there's a backstory, and not everybody knows the backstory because when the team drives away from the stadium, it's actually.
Oh, you're saying about what their fans do to us?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's tradition.
It's beautiful.
They moan you, right?
It's great. Especially great when you win there. That's the best when you win there. You know? But it's definitely an experience when you go to Lambeau.
How about Chargers punter Nick Novak? Okay, he gets caught on the sidelines on CBS pretty much live. As they're like, well, he's going to have to come in. He's having a heck of a season.
Peen.
Yeah.
But people don't realize that happens all the time.
Really?
You didn't know that either.
Well, see, I know old linemen. I've heard stories like old linemen will
smoking cigarettes in the shower.
They'll just let it go.
Not that one.
No. But the old linemen will just let it go. It's just kind of part of that
whole
you don't want to get close to them.
Well, if you're playing a hot weather game and you're sweating through all your stuff and I've never done this, so I'm not saying this, but I just know. Maybe I have once or twice. But you can just, you know, your pants are already wet anyways. What's the difference? It's the same as sweat. Right?
I think a lot of people who stand at the copier and just go, well, it was taking a while to collate. I might as well just let them go here.
We can't take a pee break.
Yeah.
How do you take a pee break? Well, then now there's some in some stadiums. There's actually a little tent. You can see it behind the bench. There's like a little tent. You can go in there and like sit on your knees and like try to like pee in like a Gatorade bottle or something.
Like a
Biffy. Which is really hard for me.
Like a Biffy on a pontoon boat.
Yeah,
you can go in there.
It's all hot and cramped. Your helmet's on, your shoulder pads. Oh, my goodness. But it happens a lot more than you think. A lot more people probably realize.
Really? How about talking about Ndamukong Suh? He gets the two-game suspension.
There's all sorts
there.
Of football news, huh?
There really is. But here's the question that I have to ask. Because obviously, if you watch it, I mean, he's hammering the guy's head down a couple of times. And he stands up. He stomps down.
I love how he tries to talk himself out of that one.
Oh, I know.
Like, not every person who just ate a ton of turkey wasn't watching that, but it just happened. I mean, how many Americans, 300-some million? There's probably 200 of them watching the game.
But you almost have to ask the question, though, because you got B-Rob, who took Lang a shot right there to the cookie.
Very true.
So, I mean,
your reputation precedes you. There's no doubt about that.
But is it Ndamukong Suh, who obviously he's had some discretion.
Right.
But is it the Packer offensive line? Maybe, just maybe, is a little on the chippy side?
Yes, that's definitely for sure. I mean,
because if it's two teams doing it, maybe.
Every old line is like that, I'll say, in the NFL, though.
Right.
I mean, there's some worse than others. You know, obviously, you know, Atlanta, for example, is known for being to the whistle, cheap shot, watch out if you're standing around a pile, you know, because they'll come in there with elbows flying and
really?
Do something. But, you know, obviously you see what happened to B-Rob. He gets fined. I forget what the amount was. I think it might have been 10.
Yeah, I think it was 10 grand.
And then,
it was $5,000 apiece.
But Ndamukong, would he get two games, right? Is that
two
the deal?
Games is what they're saying right
is that
now.
Official?
But he's appealing. And
which
so
he
whether
probably won't get that. He probably won that appeal. I'm just guessing. But, you know, you have that many personal fouls and that many malicious hits and that many people. You're making your own news, which is then creating a stir around yourself that's negative. What do you think is going to happen?
Right. That's true.
You know, I mean, you know, B-Rob, that happened to him, but that's one instant. You know, if it happens multiple times, what do you think is going to happen to him?
That's a good point.
You know?
November 18th, I know you knew that was my birthday, even though I didn't get anything.
Yeah. 30.
No. I wish.
9.
39.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
A little closer.
Yeah, thanks.
I tried.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You look like you could be like 24, though.
Really?
Well, then the hair loss. That's just the one that...
Wow. We've already
cut him low on that.
We've already discussed. Discussed the fact that my first gray hair probably won't be on my head; it'll be somewhere else, which is just so unfortunate. But we weren't going to go there. On November 18th, you're going to love this. Natural Light. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a beer. Anheuser-Busch makes Natty Light.
Natty Light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of that a few times.
Hello, Iowa. Come on. All right.
South Dakota.
Well, that I know, but. You were drinking in South
Ice?
Dakota.
What about Natty Ice?
You were drinking in...
Natty Ice is good, too.
Is it good?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. They decided...
Quit stepping on my cord.
I'm sorry. They attached a can to a weather balloon and put a camera on the weather balloon, sent it up 90... What was it again? It was 90,000 feet. It's the first beer can to ever go into space. Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
That is so
unbelievable. I don't know why. Who got to drink it, though, when it came down? Frozen, probably.
Oh, that's a good point, Amy. Well, no, when you come back in the atmosphere.
It would warm back up on the way down?
Probably.
I don't know. We're just talking, though.
Going back to, like, when you're at Iowa, and of course, of drinking age.
Once I was 18.
Two things.
21.
That were just the two things that you needed that would just completely make your day. For me, back in the day, it would have been, like, a case of Busch Light and, a party pizza. And I would have been the
Totino's.
The happiest person on the planet.
Well, see, I went to college and they came out with those pizzazz pizza deals. You may know what those are. Mm-hmm. The pizzazz little ovens you plug in, you put them on your countertop, and they just do the rotate. And it's just like one burner, just like rotates around and just gets burned in the one spot.
But you can never wait long enough?
Oh, yeah. You're taking off, it's like raw, like whatever. Southern Comfort.
Oh.
Yes. And Bud Light in college.
Really?
Absolutely.
That would have been everything
there. As soon as I turned 16, that's exactly what it was.
This is Vikings Country hanging out here at the Skydeck Sports Grill at Lanes every Wednesday at 6:30. This is where we're going to be. Next week it's going to be Jared Allen here. Chad Greenway is with me. I am Musk. Viral video that is hit right now is one of those where I know I shouldn't, but I kind of want to try it just because it's so awesome. Guy sitting in it. And, of course, it's probably...
I heard this one.
Yeah.
Is this when he gets spun around?
Yeah.
Yeah, you no talk doubt. About that. I heard about this.
No doubt. He probably was like, here, hold my natty ice, and I'm going to do this.
Yeah, hold my case of natty ice.
Here, hold my beer, watch this. So he actually sits in an office chair in one of those swivel ones, and he takes like a high pressure, like a leaf blower, like an industrial one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His buddy comes into the scene, pulls the ripcord and goes, and he starts spinning round and round and round and round and round. Of course, the dismount was disgusting.
I was say,
it looked like
the chair
hurt.
Had to flip over, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, it went awful.
How long
there.
Did he go? Did he go for a while?
He did. He goes for like probably a good minute and a half.
I can YouTube this later.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I gotta do this. This
looks fun. What's the dumbest thing you thought was completely awesome at the time that you've ever done?
Oh, man. College at a buddy's house back in Atlantic, Iowa.
Atlantic.
And I climbed on top of his, this was later in the evening, I climbed on top of his buddy's treehouse.
Okay.
Because we were at a party and we thought it was cool.
Who wouldn't have a treehouse?
And I fell out of the treehouse onto the ground. You know, I was a Division I football player and I survived it. No broken bones, only bruises. It was unbelievably lucky. I don't know how far I fell, but it was not pretty. It was good. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. Did you get up and do like the great dismount?
No, it wasn't that good. Just when you land in a pile.
Hey, coming up on the way, our second segment here, we get into our scouting report. We'll talk about a bunch of other things. And fans, by the way, Pro Bowl balloting is going on now and is open. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl, and you can vote for your favorite Vikings players like Jared Allen, Adrian Peterson, our guy here, Chad Greenway. You can vote today and vote often, but you got to get it done before December 19th because that's when the cutoff date is. So make sure you go there again, NFL.com/Pro Bowl. Second segment coming up on the way, Vikings Country here on The Fan.
Now, back to Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, make a little noise. We're hanging out here at Vikings Country. Always a good time because we really don't talk a lot of football.
Let's get it over with.
Chad Greenway.
We've been talking more football
tonight.
Well,
we talked about
We should probably rush through the scouting report.
Well, the scouting report's coming up in just a little bit. You know, by the way, the scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official apparel partner of the Minnesota Vikings.
Plug.
You know, I'm actually a little depressed to be honest with you.
Why is that?
Well, okay, so I find out that Ben Affleck has a tattoo. And apparently he had...
Who's he dating now? Or married to? Is he married to somebody?
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Alias chick or whatever. Anywho, sure. He had his girlfriend, high school girlfriend's name put on, like tattooed on his hip. So he wants to cover it.
That was
right?
A big mistake.
Oh, I know. Just a kiss of death.
40 girls later.
But then, to cover it up, he puts on a tattoo over the top of it. He picks a dolphin. You're a dude.
He must be in Hollywood.
You have all the aquatic animals to choose from. You don't go shark.
Let's go great white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Barracuda.
Yeah, no, I go shark.
You can even go killer whale and still pull it off.
I say killer whale would be the only thing you go not shark.
He goes...
Piranha, yeah,
dolphin.
Pretty small.
So I called him out on it, you know, we were making fun of him. And then
you called him.
Somebody pulled it out and said, well, because I have a tattoo of the Pink Panther with a Superman suit on.
Okay.
And
you do?
Yeah. And
whoa.
way more manly.
I'm glad I listened to my mom and said never get a tattoo because that would have been a bad decision.
I got crushed because we put it up on a poll on our website, and I got crushed. It's got a Superman suit on. He's got a dolphin. That's the same thing that chicks put on, like their rearview mirror.
Anytime you're being compared to somebody that has a dolphin tattoo, you know yours is pretty bad. I'm just saying.
It's crap.
You know they have laser removal now.
It's over scar tissue, and I cried when I had it. I don't want to get it again. Leave me alone. Seriously.
Yeah, just rock it.
Well, guys
shouldn't
do anything.
John Sullivan, for example, went to Notre Dame, has a big Notre Dame guy tattoo on his shoulder.
Yeah.
His tattoo has a tattoo. How do you get that?
Really?
Amazes
me. Did he have to pay double for it?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, the tattoo has a tattoo, and it says an ND tattoo for
Notre
Dame.
Who's got the tattoo in the locker room that everybody kind of just goes, really, dude?
There's a free agent a few years ago that had a lower back tat.
He had a
tramp stamp? That was interesting. Yeah.
Dude had a tramp stamp.
We caught him for that one pretty hard. Yeah, there's...
That's awesome.
There's a rookie free agent. I think he's a rookie. Maybe second year. I don't know. But He's got the NFL shield on his shoulder.
Oh.
Like, you're in the NFL. It's kind of weird.
Well, unfortunately, you
and they
made
changed
it in,
the,
yeah.
And they changed the logo. So now it's the old logo. He's got too many stars on it. But, hey,
that's sad.
What are you going to do?
Guy goes in with his shirt on in the shower.
There's some bad ones.
Yeah. Oh, I would just about imagine. So, okay, we got the scouting report.
Yours is pretty bad.
No, it's not. It's Superman suit on it. It's kind of BA.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I did this show with you anymore. Hey, did you know that the average person craves hugs 13 times a day? 13 times.
I believe that.
Because you know how much we love stats in sports.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For anything.
Did you also know that the hang time for a hug, they say on average, 9.5 seconds?
What?
That's a long hug.
You're talking about embrace time?
Yes.
No way.
That's full time.
I think
time.
I'm more like a 2 to 3 guy than if the average is 9.
Maybe.
Depends who it is.
Yeah. And I'm instantly doing the, and we're done.
Yeah,
and we're done.
Yeah, the
slap on the back. Yep. And
that's enough.
We're done. Maybe even give you that last grip at the end just to let you know.
My kids, stuff. 9 seconds maybe.
Yeah.
That's even long.
I know.
And I really love my kids.
Yeah. I won't even give my wife a 9.5-er.
Well, no, depends. Depends.
No. Normally it's an A-frame. We've been married a long time, so don't even talk about that. It's just been a long time. So Mall of America Field, it's been a flex game, so it's going to be coming up at noon. You got Tim Tebow.
Flex the wrong direction.
I know. You got Tim Tebow coming in here to town.
Yep.
And the thing is about it, I mean, aside from all the stuff that, you know, the polarizing thing and everybody wants to talk about that side of it, aside from that, this is a big guy. Who's mobile.
He's my size, basically.
And likes
quarterback.
And likes to run. Yeah. And pretty much has to rely on that. How do you contain a guy like that? And so far, with the Broncos, he's 5-1 as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, no matter like him or hate him, you know, whatever your opinion is, I guess he's good. You know, he wins. And it just is what it is. And I think the biggest thing you watch him is, like, he can't throw the ball that well. But, you know, they continue to run the football throughout all four quarters, and they just wear people down. And you see every game they've won has been a last drive in the fourth quarter where he maybe uses his feet and runs, or take into overtime and win in overtime. But their defense and running game is what wins the games.
You know, and is it fair, really? Because, I mean, if you are – you got siblings, right?
Yes, two sisters.
Are they younger or older?
Both older. I'm youngest.
So you're the youngest. I'm the youngest. Or if you're the middle child.
We're always the best looking. Isn't that funny?
Always. Always. But the other thing is you always have that whole, father loved you more. But with Tim Tebow, it's a completely different discussion. It's so weird there. It's also weird to see the option in the NFL.
It's weird, but, I have to say I kind of like it.
Really?
I do. It's... It's something different from the guys who are spreading everybody out and doing the five wide, and it's back to, football from before. I don't know if it's probably not going to last. The way John Elway talks, it's not going to last in Denver, but
right.
Who knows? If he keeps winning, you never know what you're going to do, but hope it's not this weekend.
With you leading now, what it looks like is going to lead the Vikings for the fourth year in a row here in tackles, 124 tackles, which I think, by the way, Chad Greenway is here and...
Embarrassing.
No, that's a big deal, dude. That's a huge deal. Obviously, you're going to probably be in a lot of plays here against Tim Tebow. Bringing a guy down like this.
Yeah, probably.
He's still a quarterback. Can you take him high? Because, at a quarterback, you kind of want to just drill the guy high.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get him down.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Right.
It's all about taking your shots when you get the opportunities. You can't do it all the time. You just got to take your shots when you can and make them legal because they're going to throw the flag. He's still a quarterback.
Can you return punts?
Yes.
Seriously?
Absolutely. I did in high school.
Did you really?
I must have set some sort of record, I guess. I don't know.
I
didn't read the book. But.
Yeah, because you never know with the team, the way that things are going this year.
I would
you got
absolutely
Jared
return
snapping.
A punt. No question.
Really? What's the one thing that you absolutely would just go, no way, coach, I'm not doing that?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Just get on the field. You'll do anything.
Absolutely.
Really?
Love to be on the onside kick team.
Johnson goes down, they go, we're going to need you at tackle.
I'd give it a try. It may not be pretty. Yeah. Just a lot of cut blocks. Julius Peppers coming off the edge.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah, nah. They have a strong defense.
No,
Broncos,
thank you.
Broncos have been winning on their defense.
They have been. Their defensive front is really good, and they've, I'm not sure who their coordinator is right now, what scheme they're even running, but they're doing a great job, and they're getting after it. So their guys up front are what makes them go.
So, you're here at the mall. Are you going to be doing any shopping for the holidays at all?
I think it's running ahead right after this, actually.
Are you really?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. The wife and kids are here. They're shopping, spending money somewhere.
Do you have to shop for the wife and the kids while they're not around?
I'll try to put some time away in the next couple weeks, near the 24th, to get it done.
I'm normally a 23rd or 24th.
I'm definitely after the 20 before the 25th.
I can't
somewhere
even,
in there.
I can't even walk by. I'm just ridiculous. I can't even walk by Victoria's Secrets without getting a little uncomfortable and feel like I'm the guy who's the weirdo that's hanging out there too long.
Which you are.
And as soon as you
it's only because you've done it before.
As soon as you think that in your head, you realize the
you
time elapsed. You have been standing there for
it's
far
been
too long.
It's been too long.
It's been far too long. And then they got two of them here in this
apparently
mall.
Apparently they had a show on last night.
Victoria's Secret, yeah.
You knew this.
They're still doing the wings.
You watched.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Deep down, I kind of want to see 102-pound model with the wings and that fan at the front. Just one to watch them jettison up and just fly.
Whoa, should they eat another hamburger?
Vikings Country, we do it here. Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We do it every Wednesday, 6:30. You can catch it on FSN, 11 o'clock on Sundays. Next week, Jared Allen's going to be here. My guest this week, of course, Chad Greenway. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him here. Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, we appreciate it. Vikings Country, you catch it right here on The Fan.
Hey, Vikings fans, enter now to win $500.